Friends in Christ Jesus, Pastor Deacon Fred here from Landover Baptist Church, relating to you some traditional things that have happened throughout the year as I reflect on Christmas time. Another year has passed, you see, and still the Lord hasn't gotten around to killing sinners and zapping us into glory. As I look around me at the mall this Christmas season, I see sinners happily shopping for family members and friends and laughing, enjoying this time of mirth and joy. And it makes me pretty darn sad, you see. I wonder, when is the Lord going to get off his white throne of judgment and start killing these folks? Well, as most of you probably already know, one sinner that didn't make it to Christmas was my nephew Paulie, who was shot at my brother Billy's home over Thanksgiving. The newspaper called what happened a tragedy, but the Lord and I would politely disagree. Paulie stood up after the family prayer in front of 30 relatives and announced that he was a filthy homosexual and that he wasn't going to hide it anymore. Of course, anyone who had seen him in his high school production of Bye Bye Birdie last spring was shocked to hear that he had actually been trying to hide it. Well, Grandpa Buck would have none of that. He pulled out his shotgun from underneath the table and unloaded a round of buckshot into Paulie's hand-knitted cashmere sweater. Buck then stood up and read from Ephesians 5:3, which says, "But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people." Well, the family then held off dessert long enough to bury Paulie 20 yards away. Actually, it was about 200 yards away from their Christian home. According to church rules and regulations, he was buried in the backyard under the neighbor's doghouse. And they set themselves back down to finish a wonderfully prepared 12-course holiday meal. So I announced sadly that Paulie left us to go home to spend eternity in the lake of fire with his lover, Lucifer. And we are the better, thanks be, friends, to following God's word and always having some spare rounds of ammo for all of this. You know, construction on the Landover Baptist All-Purpose Multi-Temple this year was jump-started as our missionaries in Mexico delivered over 200 more workers to the site. We estimate that the East Wing, which includes the Solomon Spa for Senior Saints, the Leviticus Leisure Lounge for Landover Ladies, and the Food Court will be complete by October 2008. My wife, Margaret, to all of you, sends her love. She's been ministering this year with the Lord, with Mrs. Betty Bauer, Sister Taffy, and other Landover ladies on the new Republican Faith Chat Internet Ministry, which you can find linked through our website. I attended several atheist and secular humanist conventions this year, gatherings. I was able to lead dozens of young ladies to Christ late at night in their hotel rooms. I even suffered, my friends, through entire evenings with these lost women. I refused to leave their bedsides until they confessed Christ and asked Jesus to forgive them for what they just did. Under the Lord's silver strings of prophetic guidance, I look forward to continuing my YouTube teaching ministry and podcast this next year in 2008. These ministries have seen hundreds led to Christ, away from Christ, sort of back near Christ, then away, and finally back throughout the entire year. This holiday season, I'll be leading the Landover Baptist Junior High Youth Group and Hardwick Construction Company on daily outings to bolt down into concrete pilings 250 complimentary stainless steel nativity displays in front of local mosques and synagogues. We will also go Christian Christmas caroling in Jewish and Islamic neighborhoods in Des Moines each night starting December 15th. Please keep the youths in your prayers as they bring the precious love of Jesus to members of these false religions. This coming election year also, with assistance from the nonprofit group Hillbillies for Huckabee, we are working on developing a Christian voter's guide for the 85% of Baptist Americans who can't process simple instructions when they don't involve firearms. Well, we hope to make it understandable to even folks with a second-grade education, and we look forward to putting a true Christian back in the White House for another 8 years, praise Jesus, God willing. I wish you and all of your Republican Baptist families the happiest of holidays this season. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. And he's also the reason the folks you don't like are going straight to hell. God bless you all. Pastor Deacon Fred from Landover Baptist.